I once was lost in sin, but Jesus took me in. And then a little light from heaven filled my soul. It bathed my heart in love and wrote my name above. And just a little talk with Jesus made me whole.
Now let us
have a little talk with Jesus.
Let us
tell him all about our troubles.
He will
hear our faintest cry.
He will
answer by and by.
When you feel a little prayer for yearning,
as your heart unto heaven is turning,
you will
find a little talk with Jesus makes it right. Sometimes my past seems drear without a ray of cheer, and then a clouded out may hide the light of day. The mists of sin may rise and hide the starry skies, but just a little talk with Jesus clears the way.
Now let us
have a little talk with Jesus.
Let us
tell him all about our troubles.
He will
hear our faintest cry.
He will
answer by and by.
Now when you
feel a little prayer for yearning,
as your
heart unto heaven is turning,
you will
find a little talk with Jesus makes it right. I may have doubts and fears, my eyes be filled with tears, but Jesus is a friend who watches day and night. I go to him in prayer. He knows my every care. And just a little talk with Jesus makes it right.
Now let us
have a little talk with Jesus.
Let us
tell him all about our troubles.
He will
hear our faintest cry.
He will
answer by and by.
Now when you
feel a little prayer for yearning,
as your
heart unto heaven is turning,
you will
find a little talk with Jesus makes it right. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. Singing Alleluia, Alleluia. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. Alleluia, alleluia. Ask and it shall be given unto you. Seek and ye shall find. Knock and the door shall be opened unto you. Singing Alleluia, Alleluia. Ask and it shall be given unto you. Seek and ye shall find. Knock and the door shall be opened unto you. Singing Alleluia, Alleluia. Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds from the mouth of God. Singing Alleluia, Alleluia. Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds from the mouth of God. Singing Alleluia, Alleluia.
Please be seated. Sometimes it's fun to kind of shake things up and change things because we don't want to get in a rut. And so I'm going to do the offering. I'm going to pray for the monies that are raised here. And I'm going to pray us into this worship song, into this worship time. And I want to make sure or kind of point out that communion will be after our sermon. And Steve actually let me know last night that he is stuck in Ohio. So we will be showing a video sermon. I apologize if you're expecting Steve. I know, but he will be having some time of solitude, I believe, up in Ohio, and this sermon that I found is going to be going along with that very well. Yes, I think I covered everything. Let's pray for the offering. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you so much for giving us the monies that we have. Thank you for giving us the blessings, not just money, but time and the energy, Lord. Thank you for giving us those things. And let us not store up those things here on earth, but store up those things up in heaven, Lord. Let us give our time, give our energy. And if it's and if it is worthy, give our money to your kingdom as well, and let that money that is given be blessed. Let it go towards your kingdom and no selfish conceit of us as humans, Lord. Let it go to your expansion. In Jesus' name, I pray. Amen. All right, we're going to stay seated, but if you know this song, you won't remain seated in the middle of it. You are beautiful beyond description, too marvelous for words, too wonderful for comprehension, like nothing ever seen or heard. Who can grasp your infinite wisdom? Who can grasp your infinite love? You are beautiful beyond description, majesty enthroned above. And I stand in awe of you. I stand in awe of you. Holy God, to whom all praises due, I stand in awe of you. And I stand in awe of you. I stand in awe of you. Holy God, to whom all praises due, I stand in awe of you. That was awesome. Great job. Y'all may be seated if you like, but you can also keep standing if you like as well. It's up to y'all. Strength will rise as we wait upon the Lord. Wait upon the Lord. We will wait upon the Lord. Strength will rise as we wait upon the Lord. Wait upon the Lord. We will wait upon the Lord. Our God, you reign forever. Our hope, our strong deliverer. You are the everlasting God, the everlasting God. You do not faint, you won't grow weary. You're the defender of the weak. You comfort those in need. You lift us up on wings like eagles. Strength will rise as we wait upon the Lord. Wait upon the Lord. We will wait upon the Lord. Amen. All right, kids. You know what time it is. It's time to go have your own worship service. Let's sing them out. Jesus loves me, this I know, for the Bible tells me so. Little ones to him belong, they are weak, but he is strong.
Yes, Jesus loves me.
Yes, Jesus loves me. Yes, Jesus loves me. The Bible tells me so. All right, we're going to have one more song, and then we're going to show the video. This is holy ground. We're standing on holy ground.
For the Lord is present, and where he is holy. This is holy ground. We're standing on holy ground. For the Lord is present, and where he is holy. We are standing on holy ground, and I know that there are angels all around. Let us praise Jesus now. We are standing in his presence on holy ground.
Amen. So the presenter today is a guy named Taylor Walling. He is the teaching minister at the Hills Church of Christ, where my parents go. And y'all have seen videos of Rick, but this is Taylor. They are kind of dual preachers. And as of 3 weeks ago, Taylor let the Hills know that he's actually going to start a church out in Malibu. Whenever someone says, you know, would you like to come out to Malibu and start a church? My answer is yes, I'll start a church out in Malibu. And so he's going to start a church called Waves Church at Pepperdine University, which is really cool. So this is Taylor Walling, who is of the Hills currently. Actually, right now, if y'all want to go stream his current sermon that he's preaching today, it's his final sermon at the Hills. So it's kind of topical. I think my favorite part of that sermon is when he finds the camera and just starts speaking, and it's like he's speaking to us, right? I think that was pretty cool. During this song, if you need someone to pray with, find someone. Find someone to pray with you. We're all here. We're all one in Christ Jesus. And if y'all don't mind standing and singing with me as well.
Let no one caught in sin remain inside the lie of inward shame. We fix our eyes upon the cross and run to him who showed great love and bled for us. Freely you've bled for us. Christ is risen from the dead, trampling over death by death. Come awake, come awake, come and rise up from the grave. Christ is risen from the dead, we are one with him again. Come awake, come awake, come and rise up from the grave. Beneath the weight of all our sin, you bow to none but heaven's will. No scheme of hell, no scoffer's crown, no burden great can hold you down. In strength you reign. Forever let your church proclaim. Christ is risen from the dead, trampling over death by death. Come awake, come awake, come and rise up from the grave. Christ is risen from the dead, we are one with him again. Come awake, come awake, come and rise up from the grave. Oh, death, where is your sting? Oh, hell, where is your victory? Oh, church, come stand in the light. The glory of God has defeated the night. Singing, oh, death, where is your sting? Oh, hell, where is your victory? Oh, church, come stand in the light. Our God is not dead. He's alive. He's alive. Christ. Christ is risen from the dead, trampling over death by death. Come awake, come awake, come and rise up from the grave. Christ is risen from the dead, we are one with him again. Come awake, come awake, come and rise up from the grave. Christ is risen from the dead, we are one with him again. Come awake, come awake, come and rise up from the grave.
Come on up, Al. Please be seated.
We on? All right. Testing 1, 2, 3. No. I love the change up. I really do. I think it helps us kind of step away from the norm and focus on why we're really here. Today I want to talk about peace. First of all, if anybody doesn't have one, please raise your hand and we can get one for you in the back. Okay. Having a family, the life we live, having to go to work every day. I mean, being in nature human means that there's a lot of stress, there's a lot of worry. As many people know, we're about to have our third child, and it's going to be our third boy. So, a lot of worry there, a lot of chaos to come. But our God is a God of peace. For those of you who don't know me and what I do and kind of what's going on, I worry a lot about, my wife, about her health, about the children, about our boys and how they're being raised, about the life that they'll be able to live and lead, about them standing on their own faith. I worry about, our unborn child. And what's to come, the next step, and taking care of each other. And for those of you who don't know, I do work at Glenville State University, and I'm over a $3 million culinary program. I employ a lot of students, and I say that because when talking about peace, trying to run, with 60 plus employees, and a lot of them being students, is like, managing a daycare. Stress and worry and constant, conflict resolution is part of my daily life. And so, one thing that I've really focused on, and really is hit home for me this week is peace. As a person, I'm not coming up here and speaking as if I've found the key and I'm, amazing at this. I am a sinner and I am a failure. And I come humbly saying, our God is a God of peace. Saying that as we go to God in prayer, that he gives us that peace. I remember a sermon by Charles Morris, and he said, God is waiting. God is waiting to give you peace. In John 14, verse 27, he reads, "Peace I leave with you. My peace I give you. I do not give to you as the world gives. Do not let your hearts be troubled. Do not be afraid." In Romans 5, verse 1, it reads, "Therefore, since we have been justified through faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ." Please bow with me. Dear Lord, as we face what we live every day, Lord, and as we learned in this sermon, we are not alone. We do not just serve you, God, but we have you with us. We've accepted you. Your spirit is with us, Lord. We come to you in prayer now as we continue to go through our lives, Lord, as we focus on the sacrifice you have given us, the power that you had over death. We pray that we look at that peace, the God of peace that you are, that we accept that peace that you've given us. Not that the problems in our life are over, Lord, but that as the world lives on and those problems continue and the stresses continue, as the conflicts continue and the temptation continues, the troubles continue, Lord, that we find peace knowing that you have given us eternal life, that we have peace knowing that we have your love, peace knowing that nothing we have done saves us, Lord, but that you have given us the gift of life freely. And we pray that as we take the cup that represents your blood, we remember not just that you gave your one and only Son to die on a cross for our sins, Lord, but that 3 days later you rose and conquered the very evil in our life we could never be. You've conquered the very thing that awaits us all. You've conquered death. Amen. As we leave today, I want us to focus on that peace. In Matthew 5:9, it says, "Blessed are the peacemakers, for they will be called children of God." As we know, the fruit of the Spirit includes peace. And as we heard in the sermon today, which God, I love the way God works, because as we heard in the message today, we find that peace in communion with Him. We find that peace in going to the secret place with Him. And it's not something that we get on our own. It's not something that we can, you know, yes, we can be tough, right? But it's not our power. But God is made perfect through our weakness. He is made perfect through our weakness. And I am weak. I am. But He is perfect through that. And as we get ready to leave for today, I do want to leave with one more verse here. And it's 2 Thessalonians 3:16. It says, "Now may the Lord of peace himself give you peace at all times and in every way. The Lord be with all of you." Please bow with me. Dear Lord, we're thankful to gather together today. We're thankful to hear your message, to hear your words, to know that you've given us everything, more than we could ever ask for. We're thankful to know and to see the example you set before us in prayer, that even though in your darkest moments and in the most temptation you've ever faced, Lord, knowing that you were about to give your life, knowing that you were about to die, that you did not turn and run, that you did not destroy the very evil that was this world, but that you chose to go to a solitary place and find the peace with our Heavenly Father. Lord, we pray that we can follow that example this week, that we can find the time to talk to you, to be the disciples you call us to be, Lord, and not because we are saved by what we do, but because you have saved us, we pray that we can be the disciples and worship you because of that gift. As we take the bread, which represents your body, we pray that we remember that sacrifice, your side that was pierced, your hands that were nailed to the cross, and more importantly, the death that was overcome, that you raised from it, conquered the very thing that makes us human, the very result of everyone's life, or the end result of everyone's life. Lord, you've conquered death, and because of that, we are thankful, and we are at peace. And if we don't have that peace, Lord, we pray that you help us to find that peace in prayer, knowing that you are perfect, and you have already defeated the very evil in our life we could not defeat. Amen. Okay. Thank you.
All right, one final song, and then we're going to pray us out. Please stand for this final song. It's like a roller coaster.
To God be the glory, great things he hath done. So loved he the world that he gave us his Son, who yielded his life in atonement for sin, and opened the life gate that all may go in. Praise the Lord, let the earth hear his voice. Praise the Lord, let the people rejoice. Oh, come to the Father through Jesus the Son, and give him the glory, great things he hath done. O perfect redemption, the purchase of blood, to every believer the promise of God. The vilest offenders who truly obey, that moment may enter the heavenly way. Praise the Lord, let the earth hear his voice. Praise the Lord, let the people rejoice. Oh, come to the Father through Jesus the Son, and give him the glory, great things he hath done. Great things he hath taught us, great things he hath done, and great our rejoicing through Jesus the Son. But purer and higher and greater will be our wonder, our transport when Jesus we see. Praise the Lord, let the earth hear his voice. Praise the Lord, let the people rejoice. Oh, come to the Father through Jesus the Son, and give him the glory, great things he hath done.
Remain standing.
Glad to see everyone out this morning. Thanks, Carson, for all you've done today. I know I was late on you real quick. You did a great job. Thanks. Good to see John Schumann out and Linda Hall. I know we have a lot that are out sick, so please continue to remember them in prayer. Let's go to God in prayer now. Heavenly Father, as we bow before your throne of grace, we come thanking you for another day of life, for your love, mercy, and grace. I ask God to please remember all those that are sick. If it be your will, I pray that you'd heal their bodies and minds as you see fit. We pray, God, that you would go with each of us to our homes this week, and may we all enjoy that peace that comes only from you. May we spend time at the secret place speaking to you with all the problems and praising your name for all that you do. We ask all things through Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. Amen.